Warning, the following podcast contains absolute stupidity. So after we recorded our 200th episode, me, Liz, Kahu and Machu had a whole bunch of shots left. So we decided, let's just do a round robin where we just take turns asking each other questions and see what comes out. This is it. I am still of two minds whether to put this out. So if you're hearing this, congrats. It's fucking stupid. And it gets worse. Much worse. Bye.
Now playing.
Why so serious?
What is the Matrix?
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What's in the box?
You like scary movies.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Movie reviews in 20 Qs.
If everyone wants to hang around, we're now going to do a bonus round where each of us is going to pick a question that we want to ask the other three, and then we get to be a judge. So we're ruling out Stacey. This is going to be a bonus part of the episode.
She can answer questions.
Stacey wants to go to bed. I don't blame her.
Stacey can stay out all night, and she will.
It's not like she's pregnant or anything.
she's real keen to.
Kahu's real keen to ask a question. Go, Kahu.
Who is the best Sam in the history of film?
Samwise Gamgee.
Fuck you, cunt.
Damn, son.
I thought you were going to go with wicka wicka wicka.
Sam Wicky. Nah, I got burnt on that before.
I need a Google.
No, don't Google.
No.
I literally can't think of anyone, though. That's the problem.
Muchie's won it. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. Samwise Gamgee is a fucking man.
You're in the hot seat.
Let's go. What is your least favourite misogynistic moment in a movie?
My least favourite misogynistic moment?
Yeah. Because misogyny sucks, bitches.
Love Actually, when that dude turns up to, like, fucking Portugal and just goes, oh, I'm into you. Like, that is fucking terrible.
Sam's real salty, but there's other moments of Love Actually. So you're fine, Sam.
That's the worst one. He just turns up and he's just like, oh, I'm really keen.
I'm into you, so leave your whole life. Things are fine.
All your family, and this isn't awkward at all. I'll just yell
I'm
out.
I'm totally going to mech on your sister.
Yeah.
And I'm Colin Firth, and I'll be in heaps of movies after this, but you won't.
Okay, well, we're falling down that track. The Notebook, man. Like, every single fucking thing that dude does.
He's the murderer.
He's a fucking murderer. He's a fucking psychopath.
Murders his wife and everything.
He's a fucking dude. He's
murder suicide.
Yeah, murder suicides his wife. That's horrible, man. It's horrible.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What you got, bro? What you got?
We took Castor Troy and Face Off.
Oh.
Because he just he fills up choir girls. That's disgusting.
Hmm.
Ooh. Do the choir girls like it? I haven't seen
no,
it.
No, well.
Oh, then I'm not a fan.
I mean, they're very focused on Castor Troy rather than the choir girls.
So fucking Portugal or, what did you say?
What a sociopath for an entire film.
Oh, Notebook, murder-suicide over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I have to go with Baywatch, seeing we're following that theme. The three awesome podcasts.
It feels weird to give an award to the best misogyny. who chose misogyny the best?
I think you did. I think you sat down.
Yeah, you're right. I'm giving the award to myself.
I want you to say the worst thing to me possible. Okay, here we go.
I'm going to give the award to the entire Promising Young Woman movie because I love that movie.
No, you got to pick fucking
the winner. Fine, fuck yous. Okay, well.
This is how that works.
So. The only one I remember is Love Actually, so I'm giving it to Machu. Boom. High five.
Okay.
We should just keep going until the
best sex scene in a film.
Best sex scene. I'm going with The Room. Tommy Wiseau.
No way. Pick another one, Liz. I'm giving you another chance.
No, I'm joking. I just wanted to
pick her fucking hang yourself, bro.
No, I just wanted to pick that one to piss off Sam. No, I'm actually going to pick Meet Joe Black or the Joe Black. Is it Meet Joe Black?
Yeah.
Where it's Brad Pitt, and he's being clear.
I'm a guy, eh?
What's your face?
Just leave it. Leave it.
It's very sexy. I would have sex.
One more go. We'll come back to you.
No. Leave it, bro.
No, that's what I'm going with.
No, we'll come back to you. Fuck, that's terrible.
Pierce Brosnan, Halle Berry, because she got the thrust of it.
Which one?
What movie?
Tomorrow Never Dies?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
I've never seen it.
Fuck, you just pick anything.
Sam is so confident right now.
What do you want me to go with? What about Denise Richards, Neve Campbell, and fucking Wild Things?
Sam wins.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Fucking hell, you guys are terrible.
Machu doesn't understand real sex, people.
I don't watch movies just for the sex scenes, Machu.
Yeah, Machu.
Have you guys had sex before? You need to watch a movie. Well, get on Pornhub.
I think Sam's going to be all over this Ben Affleck, Ana de Armas new movie coming out.
Ooh, maybe.
All right. Let's go, Sam.
Okay. If you had to torture your enemy for 24 hours by making them watch a film over and over and over and over and over again, what film would you use?
Mortal Kombat.
As your torture device.
Mortal Kombat.
Requiem for a Dream. That was the worst. That was the most painful film.
Being put on the spot. The Never Ending Story.
That's a good movie. Yeah.
Machu takes the win.
Whatever.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. It's a really good
I enjoy
movie.
Mortal Kombat. I reckon for a dream would make me
girl. Jaw gone.
Bitch, Mortal Kombat is terrible.
Stacey's not here to protect you anymore.
Yeah, this is rude. It's me.
Look
against
at me.
Three
Look
men.
At me. We're the captain now.
And you can't use my previous answer for this, but best movie with a helicopter.
Ooh.
Wait, did you say Die Hard 4? No, you didn't.
You already used Die Hard 4.
Yeah, but you're didn't out. Say I couldn't use out. Yours.
First Batman.
No,
first
that
Batman.
Was a question.
The first Batman?
The first Batman.
Tell me the context.
Jack Nicholson is trying to get away, and he gets caught by Batman on the top of the building, and he ends up falling to the ground.
I know where you're going there. Samwise?
No.
True Lies. I'm going with True Lies.
Ooh, yeah. I do like that.
Yeah.
That was
not true. I took True Lies. There's some good ass
helicopter
scenes in there. Come on, he can't beat True Lies. Just give it to me.
There's another one. He knows it.
Yeah, there is. There's a movie I'm thinking of. If you give me that, I'll give you the word.
That's
a
B.
I know you're not thinking of it.
Anything
you got three.
I'm going to go with, no. I'm going to go with the original Die Hard, in which, like, they're flying into the fucking thing, and he's like,
nice.
This reminds me of Vietnam. He was like, what do you think? He was like, I was in grade school, dickhead.
I won, right?
Yeah, I'll give it to Liz.
Thank you.
I would have taken.
Black Hawk Down.
I would have taken Terminator 2 or Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. What? Really? Oh, okay.
The Terminator 2 when he jumps into the helicopter.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was the first time they've animated a like.
When are we doing Terminator, by the way? Because I'm fucking. Oh, I'm hyperbole fucking.
Oh, I have a shot.
Okay, I'm going to continue on my feminist rant. Because I'm the only woman here and I can't help it and
promising
I can't think of any other
woman.
Questions.
Promising young woman. Is my
no,
answer.
My question is, which woman main character do you find the sexiest but not because of her looks?
Sandra Bullock.
Much you losers. Who else?
No.
Hate her.
Sexiest. Yeah, but not because of her looks.
Okay.
I'm going to go with...
You lose.
I'm going to go with Ellen Ripley in the Alien franchise.
Ellen Ripley?
She's smart, she's confident, she's self-assured, she knows what she's doing, she doesn't put up with shit.
Can you just say less smart things? Because that's what she likes.
I know.
She's like, she's fucking
He's
awesome.
Preaching to the judge.
His just say the name.
Like, no.
I said Ellen Ripley. Ellen Ripley.
Well then, I see your Ellen Ripley and I raise you Sarah Connor.
Oh,
okay. Go on.
Everybody knows Sarah Connor.
Yeah,
let's pull it up.
I haven't seen it.
And she's smart. She knows all the shit that's going down.
She fights redheads.
I haven't seen it.
She fights the Terminator. She's got a bung arm that's been stabbed through. She
beats the Terminator.
First movie,
she pumps a shotgun with one hand.
Second movie, she's all right. After that, she's not in the fucking rest of the franchise.
She's killed two
Terminators. She shows up to get killed in the sixth film.
She's killed two Terminators.
Helen Ripley from start to finish is the fucking
Did anybody watch the sixth film?
Does anyone care what I think? I haven't even seen Terminators except for the one with Sam Worthington. Sorry, Kathy, Sam wins.
I never lose.
However, I am very proud of you for all recognising that except how much you fuck you.
Right. Would you have gone with Beatrice Kiddo and Kill Bill? I was like, you haven't probably seen that.
Oh, Kill Bill.
I haven't seen
that either. I should have Kill Bill. All right. Poor at getting the right answer on the spot.
This is great. I love pulling in them.
This is bonus round. This is giving me like a Patreon.
Who would be the best character from a film to be at a party with? Just one character.
Will Ferrell. He's going streaking in the quad.
We're streaking in the gymnasium. Everyone's doing it.
From Frank the Tank, eh?
I got a dart in
Frank
the neck.
Frank the Tank.
All right, Frank the Tank.
Have you seen Swingers?
Yes. Oh, not really.
I'm going to go with Vince Vaughn's character out of Swingers.
I'm just Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, no. Like Vince Vaughn fucking Swingers because he's like, you're the fucking man. You're the man. Your money, you don't even fucking know it. Like the whole time he just bigs
Frank
up his
the
mate.
Tank.
I'm going... Richie Rich, because he's got loads of money, and anything you want, he'll fucking buy for you.
But your money, bro, and you don't even know it.
Macaulay Culkin over here.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's 12, and he's singing songs about pizza.
Richie Rich, 6 years later.
Your money, baby, you don't even know it.
I think I won a Machu.
Money.
Yeah, probably. I don't really like Vince Vaughn that much. That's just like I don't like.
I don't, man. Like we've had no time to think of these answers. I have not been sober. I don't know what you want from me.
I just want like anybody. You could have.
I did. I came up with Richie Rich.
Worse. I even gave it to you. I was like, these guys' ones suck.
I could have been somebody.
Okay. My question. If by some bizarre reason Hollywood decides, fuck it, I'm going to make a biopic of that person's life, what actor or actress would you get to play you?
Okay, well, they're thinking.
Tom Cruise.
You're going to get Tom Cruise to play a short Maori man. Well, he's got the short part down.
And the confidence.
Wouldn't you get like Cliff Curtis or Temuera Morrison?
What is going on?
You asked a question, I answered it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. All right.
Jog on, give.
Fine. If they want to make it Americanized, Natalie Portman. Obviously, I look exactly like her. Fuck you. And fuck your face. But if they want to choose a Kiwi actress, it's going to be Antonia Preble.
Okay, I'm just going to throw it to you, Kari. Like, right now you could say Dame Kiri Takanawa and you would still win. Okay?
Don't say
Dame Kiri Takanawa.
I look exactly like
you could
Natalie
say
Portman.
Literally anything.
I mean, Dame Kiri did pop into my mind, but I'm going to go with Emilio Estevez. Underrated, great act.
He's blonde.
It's such a
He's blonde.
Choice.
You're not blonde.
Come
Emilio
on,
Estevez
Sam,
is blonde here.
Just shake your wig on.
Who chose
Tom? Easy.
Tom Cruise. Fucking
Cruise. Has fucking the same facial profile.
Everybody has a shot.
Yes. Legit.
What the fuck was that?
Bitch, I look like Natalie Portman.
Yeah, if you're fucking blind,
thin.
You do.
No, when I'm thin. I'm not thin right now.
You do have blonde,
but you're blonde hair.
Those were the worst answers ever. Who would you pick?
Well, like I said, for me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, Natalie Portman is a legitimate
Jim the
call
Anvil
for myself.
Hey?
Jim the Anvil.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, who's a round, bald guy? I was like, Statham.
Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito. We've had this
question. No, that's too harsh on you.
No, we've had this question before.
No, who's the guy in Seinfeld? Yeah, Costanza. That guy. Jason Alexander.
Yeah. We had the question before, and one of the girls answering it was like, it's The Rock when he's younger, but it's Danny DeVito as he gets older. And I was like,
what actor is most likely to go with you to KFC?
Frank the Tank is not an actor. Yes, he is.
Tom Hardy.
I feel like we've gone over
puppies.
This before, Liz.
He likes puppies.
Seth Rogen.
Yes, that's an answer I can attach myself to.
I just like to imagine me and Tom Hardy and KFC. I just love it.
Shots.
Oh, was yours actually Frank the Tank?
He didn't even pick an actor. He just picked a character. But when you ask him to name a fucking actor,
I feel like that just kind of fell out of your mouth there.
Machi, you kind of suck at this.
I've been winning all night.
Have you, though, in any way?
Yes, all the ways.
Okay, so I came up with this amazing
He was here
question.
To drink three person. He has fucking won because we are down to our last six shots.
Okay, well, that's great because I came up with this amazing question when I was on the toilet. Unfortunately, I don't remember what it
that
was. Yes, I remember it because it was inspired by Kahu's question earlier and it was actually the question I told Kahu to ask because he had not come up with his questions because he's a dingbat.
Oh.
And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Such abuse. But anyway.
Fuck you, Machu. So anyway, the point is...
We're waiting.
Okay. The question is, what movie best encompasses an airplane?
Snakes on a plane, gotta be. I mean, the whole snakes thing doesn't work unless you also have the plane.
Fucking pretty awesome, eh? Snakes on
I feel like Ko's really proud of himself because he knew what the question was going to be.
Yeah.
But let's just wait and see what the other
Wall Street, they had like strippers on the plane.
Yeah, well, we're going down fucking Kahu's Avenue. What about Air Force One? That's literally the fucking name of the fucking
Con Air.
A plane.
Convicts on
it's
a plane.
A fucking plane.
Convicts on a plane.
Exactly.
Con Air.
We're all just fucking cheating on this one.
If Machu had come up with Con Air prior to his previous shit answer, Machu would have won.
What about Money Plane?
But Machu gave a shit answer.
Money Train.
Before he said Con Air. Clearly, Con Air wins, but he didn't give that originally. So Sam wins because he said Air Force One, which is the closest movie to executive decision. What executive decision is the best movie with a plane.
Yes.
Snakes on a plane. I've never seen it.
Oh, I thought you'd be into it because the snake like totally bites this guy's dick.
I mean, I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I've never seen it, so I'm not allowed to award.
What about Passenger 57?
Is that the movie about 9/11?
Your answer's
no, it's got
worse.
Wesley Snipes.
No. Oh. Executive decision is the winner.
Yep.
Air Force One is close enough to it that Sam wins. So suck it all and eat your own dicks.
Get off my plane.
Oh, yeah.
Four shots left, four people left. I think we know what's going to happen.
What is the movie that made you fall in love with going to the cinema?
I'll go first. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Did you watch that at the cinema?
I did. I was like 9 or 10 years old, went along to the movies. I had no idea that they could do that in movies. You know what I mean? Like Harrison Ford being the man, Sean Connery being the man.
Sean Connery?
Yeah.
This is not Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Not Raiders. Last Crusade, man. Like, that was the first movie I remember going to see at the movies and being like, holy fuck, like, these are fucking amazing.
I hear you. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I think for me it would have been Terminator 2. That was just...
Fuck, you're a dickie.
Totally...
Stop sucking up to Machu, bro. This is fucking bullshit.
Totally, like... Stands
How
on its
were
own.
Because you're 2 years younger than me, and I went there.
Yeah,
I was.
Are you old, Machu? Is that what you're saying?
9 or 10, I think.
How the fuck did you get him when you were 9 or 10?
He's fucking lying, bro. He's lying.
He's from Makatu. He's
from
Makatu.
And I had nightmares for like a week because I was like.
He had nightmares, bro.
Who did you go with?
That dude fully isn't melted. I'm like, I'm sure he's going to come back.
Who did you go with?
My mate in standard. Like,
he's lying. He doesn't have mates, bro.
So are you straight up telling me you went to see Terminator 2 when you were 9 years old?
Well, I might have been 10, but yeah, it was the shit.
9 or 10.
I mean, the Odeon back in the day in Tauranga, like anything went.
Okay. I love Terminator 2, and I watched it when I was 12.
Clearly, you're going to hate my answer. It doesn't matter what it is, but what
it's
it
story,
is,
it's a story behind
promising
it.
Young
it's
woman.
Okay, that was like last year. I liked movie before that. But I appreciate that you're trying to suck up to me, Kahu.
I like
you
movie
big
before that.
Fucking suck up. Bitch, I've been drinking the shots and whatnot. My answer is Romeo and Juliet. I knew it. I knew you'd hate it.
Which one?
With Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes.
No, there's so many. I've seen like heaps.
Name three. I did. Name more than one,
name
actually.
Three,
name two.
Romeo and Now look, I love that movie, and it really made me just really appreciate how you could turn this universal story that we studied and we knew, and could be a bit dry on paper.
Can you
and
read
turn
his
into
face?
A story that
You're
we
still
liked.
Talking, but can you read his face?
And also, Leo was hot. Fuck you all.
I got the CD from the.
It's an amazing soundtrack.
Juliet. Don't lead her on, bro.
It's an amazing soundtrack.
I've got the CD from.
Fuck
Roman
you,
Juliet.
Boys. I don't care.
And then there's like that moment when that dude like is on stage.
Yes.
And the bro kills.
Deseret. Oh, no, Mercutio.
Like, yeah, Mercutio. And he's like fucking
See?
Thrown up.
Much you appreciate Shakespeare.
So who's
that
the winner?
Is not a sentence I ever expected to say.
Liz is the winner.
Really?
What? Yeah, I love that movie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Over 2
Thank you.
I don't believe that you went and watched it.
Suck it.
2 years old. Right,
let's get it. Okay, so the final question for this round. For our bonus round, we've only literally got 2 shots left. What sound would King Kong make if he was taking a massive dump?
Kaduk. That's it. That's kaduk.
Kaduk.
Yeah, they're like, kaduk.
He'd go, Wilhelm scream.
There we go. Finally someone's fucking playing.
I told you this afternoon I wouldn't submit a response to this question, and I stand by that answer.
That means
Thank
that
you.
I am the winner.
No, it doesn't.
We have three answers.
We have to judge which one is.
We have no answer, and we have
three answers.
Your
answer
Wilhelm
was no
scream.
Answer.
I was
That's
just
an answer.
That's troll is. We need to come up with like a really fucking awesome question to finish on. Okay, guys, that takes us down to the last question of our bonus round.
No!
I don't know if this is a fucking Patreon-only episode. I don't know what the fuck this is, guys. We're just fucking asking questions. Let's see what we come up with for the last one.
I just like drinking.
I know.
Sam, why do they call a microphone? You don't actually call anybody.
You do it and microscopically.
It's a larger phone, obviously.
Yeah, but it's not that small.
This is a big phone. So why do they call it big phone?
It's not micro. And you don't call it anybody, so it should be called something like...
This is the stupidest conversation I've ever had.
Fucking
should be called.
Oh, Sam,
it should be called non-micro, non-phone.
Why did they ask these questions? Because, you know, you don't get... It's like that whole scissors.
Shush!
You don't get to ask them that often.
I got it
about people that know
me.
Why did you put your fingers in my mouth?
Oh, I was trying to cover it.
He compared himself to Maria Estevez, who's blonde and is shorter hair. And it's actually
says
shorter.
A man who compared himself to Tom Cruise, you cunt.
Well, I'm very good looking.
What am I doing here?
Amazing
fuck this shit.
Partners.
Machu, have you seen Mighty Ducks shit? And Mighty Ducks 2?
Hey.
Emilio Estevez is the shit.
Oh, yeah, he's a coach. You're a player.
I thought you were
you're a player.
Emilio Estevez, and I was like, Mighty Ducks, and I was like, I'm going to beat you to death.
He's the clean Charlie Sheen.
If you want to and you want to unsubscribe, I don't blame you.
You're not fucking, you'd beat the shit out of Emilio Estevez.
Bitches, you love this shit.
Emilio Estevez would walk all over Charlie Sheen.
Liz, put your pants back on.
Charlie Sheen killed him in a movie.
I don't need
they
to put my
brothers
pants back on because...
And the brothers in real life, and he killed him in the movie.
That actual brother.
None of the...
Yeah, the actual brothers that I played.
I hit the record button again just for this.
No shit, the actual brothers.
Yeah, they're
Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen, did you
You're
not know this?
You're funny, aren't you?
And Martin
funny.
Sheen is their dad.
I am. No, he doesn't know this. Are you serious? You know, don't you?
You know Colin Farrell in the Batman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, you know Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez are brothers, right, Kahu?
Why don't they have the same last name?
Oh my God.
Because they changed their name to become successful in Hollywood.
Except for Charlie
Sheen. Oh, that makes him even better.
Yeah,
he's not relying on his dad's last name.
I can't believe you don't know.
Yeah. He didn't want to be like, yeah.
Yeah, but he. What?
Do you know this?
No, he knows it.
Kahu knows fucking this. Kahu. The cunt.
Fucking Kahu.
Okay, our last question of our bonus round, Patreon round. I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Patreon round.
Okay, here we go, guys. Aliens have shown up and they're fucking invading Earth.
What?
Yes, I know. It's fucking crazy, right? They're fucking invading Earth. If you had one weapon from any movie to fight them off with, what movie weapon would that be?
That's really easy. I am going to...
What, laugh them to death?
Laugh them to death, eh?
Laugh them to death.
The Martians one with the music.
I'm going to blow asthmatic wheeze in their face. You know that like that voice at the end of a phone line that calls you up and like you're like, hello, are you there? And they're like,
I'm gonna come to your back door with a knife and a mask.
Do you like scary movies?
There's like 20
have a
people.
Shot, Liz. I don't know how you can follow that. Have a shot.
Is that what you wanted? The scream.
No.
All right, go, Liz.
Independence Day. I'm going to upload a virus to their computer system.
That's not a fucking weapon, Liz.
It is a weapon.
A virus is a computer weapon.
It's an inconvenience.
What a fucking weapon, Liz. Yeah.
It's inconvenient.
Not a fucking virus.
It's inconvenient.
That is a weapon, you
it is a weapon.
Stupid cunt.
This is like, have you been in the world
I'm sorry,
in the last
you don't know how to use computers.
20 years.
But virus is a key. I'm horrified to say I'm agreeing with Machu.
You'll be at your desk and you'll be like, I can't log in. This is bullshit.
I'm pretty sure it's if so someone said a virus to your computer.
I want a fucking weapon, man. I want a fucking lightsaber or some shit.
Welcome to the 2000s. Cyber warfare is where it's at. Fuck you. In your face. I'm
yeah,
still
no
taking
shit,
a
but
shot.
Like, come on, be
but
fucking fun about this. What the fuck?
PC, I win. PC, Jeff Goldblum is fun.
You lose. Have a shot, Liz.
PC load letter. What the fuck?
Exactly. Office space in this bitch.
No, what I would do if I was an alien planet, I would build this
super telescope.
What the fuck are you talking about? I want a weapon to fight off an alien planet.
Hey, I'm getting there.
Okay.
It's a super telescope that has such wide-reaching range that it is goes beyond the speed of light so that it sees the Earth when it is...
A super telescope.
Like, in the Jurassic
Wait,
well,
I've seen this. This is that dude, that black...
That sounds really
that
nerdy.
Black dude, that black dude on Odin.
And then it's easier.
Oh, Idris Elba.
You only have to deal with dinosaurs and you bring that shit.
Oh, my God.
He's got that sight, the black dude, Idris Elba.
Somehow this is nerdier than my answer.
Because, somehow this is worse.
Because Idris Elba is the only person.
No way.
At least mine was like a wreck.
No way.
Fuck, are you guys so bad at this question? Holy shit.
Not.
Aliens are showing up. I'm going to give them a virus.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking look at them
it
in a telescope. Holy shit.
I'm sorry.
I'm like fucking lightsabers and shit out there in the universe.
I would just go orbit and I would take my planet,
put it out of orbit,
crash it into the other planet.
Kahu sucks. Mine worked against aliens. Fuck you, Kahu.
Can I say Death
Fuck
Star?
Fuck you, Sam. I win.
No,
no
it's
primitive alien.
Oh, no,
it's not
no
Smith can knock out.
No,
it's not a fucking weapon.
Mm. Fuck, it's a weapon, boy.
It's much
Okay. Now, let's break it down again.
Oh, it's going to be the...
Wait. Aliens have shown up on Earth. They're invading Earth. You've got to fight them off with one weapon.
Yeah,
one
the virus
fucking
wins.
Weapon.
It's the computer He-Man. Virus. It's the He-Man sword.
No, you win by default.
I win.
No. You're the only person that picked a fucking weapon.
I'm sorry. How is a computer virus not a weapon?
It is. Well, it is clearly a shotgun because a shotgun is the greatest weapon known to man. Even better, if it's sawn off.
You said a telescope. Fuck
you
off,
said a fucking
Kahu.
Telescope.
Yeah, well, it's
I said a virus.
It's a telescope that goes
that
back in time.
That has a machine gun for a leg.
A virus?
That is so good.
It's like
no, it isn't. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Not Death Proof, the other one.
Yeah, Death
Proof. I don't care what movie it is. It's terrible.
Yeah. Much you win.
Purely
for the fact
wins.
He picked a fucking
Rose
weapon.
McGowan,
bitch,
and she's like,
a virus is a weapon.
We want a weapon. We want a fucking sword or a gun or fucking something.
No,
not whatever the fuck Liz is coming up with.
Welcome to the 2000s, Sam.
Oh my God.
A computer virus will fuck you up.
I would have accepted any fucking type of notorious weapon.
That is a weapon. You should go look up Stuxnet.
Have a shot.
If I come to attack you with a sword and you get on your computer.
Planet Terra. That's what you're thinking of.
You couldn't attack me with your sword because I would have already.
Listen to the question. Aliens have invaded fucking Earth.
No, I'm winning with my sword because she's trying to download a virus.
Kahu and I agree. Take a shot, Mutch.
No. It is you two. Ignore it, Mutchu. It is fucking these two.
Where'd the other one go?
That was easily the worst answers I've ever heard.
Here we come.
I'm sorry, but...
With a telescope.
Aliens are going to be technically, like, superior. They're going to use computers.
Literally, the question is, aliens invade your planet.
Yeah.
They're in your back door, and you're like, I'm going to upload a virus.
Yes.
They're going to fucking stab you through the throat before you fucking do anything.
Computers are going to take aliens down.
That was abysmal.
Saying.
Like, you could have come over and like, the Ghostbusters fucking trap. The fucking lightsaber.
I'm trying to solve the bigger picture, Sam.
Yeah, you're dead. They've knocked down your back door. All right, hey,
I'm in a secure environment.
Anyway,
if you can destroy the Earth before humans have even evolved, then you know.
Telescope.
Sam.
There's no defense
dick,
for a telescope.
Sam.
I've literally said aliens have invaded your planet. They're fucking knocking down your back door. What are you going to fight them off with?
How do they communicate? How do they communicate, Sam?
Easily when you're fucking dead.
What the fuck?
I won't be.
What is this shit?
I'll be in this shit.
Argue for the most moronic idea ever.
A virus. I've never even seen aliens before. I'm not even sure if they use computers.
It
it's
works
pretty
in a
human
day.
Thing to do.
Jeff Goldblum is
and
smarter
like,
than you.
Like fucking everything.
Okay.
Macho, do you know what USB stands for? It stands for Universal Serial Bus, which means that the interface is universal.
Eat it.
Across the universe.
Oh, it's like,
right.
that's like the world championship of baseball that
universal.
Always in
Actually, I think
America.
The World
universal.
Series is named after the newspaper, The World. So therefore, then no one claimed
so Earth
that it was Will.
All alien civilizations use USB because it's universal.
See, yeah, like a universe.
Across the universe.
That's not arrogant at all to call a whole universe.
I need to sign off.
Universal, Machu. Universal.
Universal. Universal.
Anywho, that takes us down to the end of whatever the fuck this episode was.
Thanks for me.
Bonus episode. I don't know if this is fucking something else. Anyway, that's thanks for me.
I'm super excited to be here.